It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's National Daiquiri Day. For the scoop on this famous summer cocktail, I turned to Harold Cook, bartender extraordinaire at Sweetgrass Restaurant. No one really knows exactly where the daiquiri came from, but they do agree that it originated in Cuba in the early 1900s.
In Cuba, there are the Daiquiri Mountains, there's Daiquiri Beach, there's a daiquiri family, and there's a daiquiri mineral mine. Apparently an American engineer came up with the name daiquiri for what they were drinking down there.
Most folks think of daiquiris as super sweet, fruity libations, but there is a sour version now in vogue that actually has its roots from a famous early 20th century author. The original daiquiri recipe called for white rum, lime juice, and sugar. Thanks to Ernest Hemingway, we now also have a sour version.
Hemingway, being a diabetic, couldn't use sugar in his daiquiri, so he used a maraschino liqueur from Italy, which would make the daiquiri sour instead of sweet.
Hemingway was the inspiration for Harold's version of this cocktail.
I was always interested in Hemingway's life, the way he hunt, the way he fished, the way he fought and drank in bars. So when I needed to use some good grapefruits, the first thing I thought of was to make a sour daiquiri and name it the Floridita after the bar he hung out in Cuba.
The key to any drink is to use the best tasting ingredients, as well as the right kind.
In this drink, I would use a silver rum because it absorbs all the flavors a lot better than an aged rum will.
An aged rum would add a wood flavor that would take over the maraschino. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Cheers!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.